New York City recently began denying overnight shelter to certain families. The argument goes that some people are not truly homeless because they can stay with relatives or with friends. And city officials say those families are clogging up the shelter system for those truly in need. As Cindy Rodriguez of member station WNYC reports, critics call the new policy inhumane.
It's a cold gray day in the Bronx and a light rain is falling. Families pulling suitcases and dragging black garbage bags filled with their belongings are arriving at this low-rise brick building that resembles a school. Don Allen and his two sons have been at this intake center for homeless families since the early morning. The family is back after being turned away because the city determined they could stay with Allen's mother. But the 38-year-old single dad says his mother is sick with cancer and Parkinson's and can't help him anymore.
She had to get rid of the home attendant because me and my two sons were there, and it's like really too much. The doctor tells her every day that her pressure is up, and whatever the circumstances are at her home now, they're really messing with her health because every time she comes in, she's worse.
The city maintains ineligible families such as Allen's were taking advantage of a loophole by showing up after hours, night after night, when the city is obligated to give them an emergency bed. Allen had been relying on these one-night placements for more than a month. But when the city cracked down, his family and others ended up sleeping on the floor of a nearby church. 11-year-old Keith Allen, frustrated by the situation, says the church was better than here.
Because the church doesn't say, no, you got to go there and laugh at you when you say you need somebody. The church supplies food and a roof over your head.
Homeless advocates had predicted that dozens of families would end up sleeping in public spaces such as subway stations and hospital waiting rooms. But it's likely many went back to the overcrowded apartments of friends and relatives where they've worn out their welcome. According to New York's Department of Homeless Services, about 3 weeks into the new policy, 111 families were turned away and 86 did not return. The rest didn't give up so easily. At a city council hearing held by some elected officials outraged over the new rule, DHS Commissioner Robert Hess said the policy was working and bringing order back to an intake center that had grown unmanageable.
I have to tell you that I was absolutely afraid that if we continued, families that were legitimately without any housing options may show up at the front door of PATH and see it as looking so chaotic that they didn't want to enter.
Housing officials painstakingly described a 10-day investigation process that determines whether a family has another place to go. Caseworkers visit the homes where families were last living and interview friends and relatives. Carol David, the head of the Homeless Intake Center, was asked what happens when someone says they won't help a family any longer.
My question is, if when you do all that and someone has been living with me and I say no, then what happens?
We would look at the relationship between the two people. If you have a mother-daughter type situation in which the mother and the daughter have been living together in that household since birth, we would look at that situation, interview the mother and the child.
Social workers are supposed to help iron out differences between family members who no longer want to live together. Officials say three different people, including an attorney, make the final decisions about eligibility, and families also have the right to ask the state for a hearing if they disagree. Back in the Bronx, Don Allen continues to insist the city made a mistake when it rejected him. He came back to the intake center after legal aid attorneys stepped in and got the family shelter for a few nights. But he's still waiting to see what will happen over the long term. The instability is taking its toll.
I feel right now like I haven't slept in a week. And that's my forget the hunger. I want to sleep. My body needs to rest.
Allen's case is still pending, and it's likely more poor families will continue to challenge the city's definition of homelessness. For NPR News, I'm Cindy Rodriguez in New York.